Here we are sitting in our sukkah. It's Hoshana Rabbah. It's the last, it's the seventh day of Sukkot. And we welcome our final guest, the great David HaMelech, David Malka Mashiach. David HaMelech comes to our sukkah and we look and we say, wow, you really fit in perfectly in this sukkah. We refer to it as Sukkas David Hanofales, as David HaMelech's fallen sukkah. David HaMelech did not build the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara discusses, the Pasuk says in Divrei HaYamim, that maybe he was at war, other reasons. David HaMelech never built the sukkah of the Beis HaMikdash. And yet it's referred to as Sukkas David Hanofales. David HaMelech, he put in the effort. He had the vision and the dream. David HaMelech collected all of the necessary materials. He did the fundraising. He had the architecture laid out. He sat with Shmuel and they thought together, well, where's the Beis HaMikdash going to be built? The Gemara says in Zvachim, they had to contemplate, they had to strategize and figure out what was the right location, and then the Navi would confirm it. David HaMelech invested. He cared. He tried and he wanted. And that's why it's referred to as his sukkah, his bias. And this Hoshana Rabbah, we remind ourselves that it's not necessarily asking who built the physical sukkah. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, the Gemara tells us, sukkas ganvach or rakvash, sukkah could be built by all different kinds of people. People who are not obligated in sukkah, people who are not Jewish. It's not so much the issue of who builds the sukkah, as much as who wants to build the sukkah. Who wants shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chaye? David HaMelech says, I might not live in the sukkah all year long. I might not say l'David Hashem ori every day of the year once we finish with Hoshana Rabbah or Shmini Atzeres, depending on your minug. But that's what I want. Lachsos benoam Hashem ulevaker beheichalo. On this last day of sukkahs, when we're about to leave the sukkah, those of us especially who are in Eretz Yisrael, who it's their actual last day of Sukkot, but even in Chutz Laretz, the only reason we sit in the Sukkah tomorrow is because it's an extension, it's a Sveika D'Yoma. But we're thinking to ourselves, what do we want? David HaMelech says, Acha Sho'alti, what do I really want? I want to sit Beveis Hashem. Im Ovo Be'ol Beisi, I want to come to the house, I want to build a house for Hashem before I build my own house. When we leave the Sukkah, we are reminded that during the rest of the year, even if we're not actually living in the Sukkah, we could still connect to Sukkas David Hanofales. We could still want to build that Sukkah, even if we never build it. Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, in our hearts, David HaMelech reminds us that wanting and striving and preparing and pursuing, hopefully that will be the stepping stone that will bring us to seeing Mashiach Tzidkenu, Mashiach Ben David. But even if we don't see Mashiach on a daily basis, we realize that just the wanting, the building, enables us to create that space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our own lives.